Ford DME listening. Come again?
Don't you know that about it? I won't put it in
butthole. W8RW, I think it is. W8R8RW. You around the radio in Ford DME?
CA monitoring.
K3JCA N4JBM.
Copy that last station. I think he had something in his mouth. He was muffled. So, how you doing, sir? Miss Jill Nanette this evening. Hope everything's okay with you.
Just got back in from the Legion. Didn't do too bad tonight. Won two rounds.
Okay. Yeah, I forgot that Friday night was at, that's right, you were up there tonight.
Now I gotta figure out something for dinner.
I observed earlier that I bought from the meat market that they'll peel your crabs, and they were awesome. And then I'm thinking about, he's got another batch, I guess, that came in or whatever, but he's got, I think, 250 pounds of the Berardi.
I'm kind of wondering if I want to go cook me a steak and maybe a couple pots of crab legs, or do I just want to make a sandwich and call it a night?
It's late. I'd just make a sandwich and some soup and be done with it.
Man, just a soup and sandwich, you know. Grilled cheese and some tomato soup. It's cold up there in the mountains.
Cheese and tomato soup does sound good right now. Going towards Tacoma tonight.
It's nice weather. Spring cleaning and all day yesterday. So, today's been pretty fair. Got out and worked in the shop and done some things and found stuff I didn't know I had, you know, how that goes. But other than that, I can't complain. Just going to wait tomorrow and see what's on the agenda for tomorrow. N4 DME.
Constantly going through stuff around here and finding stuff I forgot I even bought. N4JBM.
KO4NUE.
A3JCA. Hello, Chad.
Gentlemen, how are y'all?
Richard, everybody doing all right tonight?
Give me a buzz when you get a chance.
I will. Y'all having a good evening other than this, this thing?
Good. Called the net tonight. Had 47 check-ins for the net tonight and no issues during the net, so I'm thankful for that there.
Well, I about got my hand on it, but I got power in it. Got my workbenches in there, lights, painted. So now comes the RF side of it. And this is going to take me a year.
Yeah, but that's the fun part. You get to make it what you want it. N4JBM.
Bomb shacks are always a work in progress. They're never truly like you want them. We're always changing them. KA3JCA.
That, well, I've noticed that there's this thing called arthritis. Ooh, Jerry.
I can tell you something that would help. Find you some good concentrated powder.
Say that one more time.
The find you some good, solid, concentrated punishment. Pass every day.
I'll give that a shot. At any rate, I just want to drop by and say hello to y'all for a minute. Richard, I missed the net. I'm sorry. I got tied up in Hamshack. I've been pushing pretty hard the last couple of days, and I wanted to get one shelf in and just had to get it finished before I quit.
Well, hey, that's all right. I got a chance to, before the net, I looked at the new website, liked it, watched your video. I can't wait to put my own antenna up. So let me know when you're going to start taking orders, KA3JCA.
Well, I'm curious, what'd you think?
The only thing is if the base of the pole out before it goes. I just got to keep away, keep the dogs from going and pulling on it. So.
To lock him back up or something. It's KO4ZYX.
Richard, I didn't get any of that, but what did you think?
I thought it was good. I just was concerned about the wires from the base of the thing, stakes, whether or not my dogs would start chewing on it. The wires going from the base out to the stakes.
Always use cable.
Cable, I take the cable from the center pole. I guess you use a nylon the rest of the way up.
You reckon you'll let me talk?
DMR on the handheld and come in through the other repeater. JCA monitoring.
Here, Richard.
Did you make it home yet?
I'm home now. Going back tomorrow.
And if I'm coming back tomorrow or what?
For JBM, but I was asking if Sally's coming back tomorrow.
Around 22:25, around that time.
Coming in late tomorrow night.
She's got to be at the airport at 1:20, I think it is, or something like that. So she'll be at the airport at 1:20. And then about an hour and a half later, leave. Then she's got about a 30-minute layover at her first stop, and then she'll be in here at that time.
Oh, she must be going way out the way for that layover and transfer.
She's leaving from there and goes to Detroit. And there's only a 30-minute layover there. I guess it's just the way the time zones change. It makes it look like it's long.
I always forget about the time change because that does... She won't be there at 1:30 our time. She'll actually be there at, like, 3:30 our time.
Yeah. She'll be there at 3:30 our time, and then her plane leaves like at 5:30 our time, correct? And then she arrives in Detroit at 8:30 their time, which is 9:30 our time, and then it leaves there at 8:35 or 8:45, and then it'll come back to time zone. So from 8:45 Central Time to 10:40 or 10:25 Eastern Daylight Time. So yeah, it's like I said, it's not a. I think it's a total of 4 hours, 4.5 hours.
I was going to say, when I used to take direct flights from there to Charlotte, and I'd usually fly into Charlotte instead of GSP, it would take me about 4.5 hours with a nonstop flight.
Yeah, she could have gotten a nonstop flight, but it goes into Asheville, and Ashley just does not like the nighttime pickups. And then instead of wasting half the day, because she gets up in the morning out there and they spend time before going to the airport and so forth like that. So it just makes it easier to fly into GSP, we told them. So, because like I said, Ashley does not like to drive long distances at night. KA3JCA within 4JBM.
Got the crossover at nighttime. If you're not familiar with the way the road actually is up there, it feels like you're going the wrong way as well.
We actually realized that the first time we went up there to take her and pick her up, when Ashley and I drove up at night, and we got up there and we're like, So, yeah, we saw that little crossover, how it's like on the left side of the traffic that's going the opposite direction. So, but, yeah, they're still doing construction up there. But, yeah, we figured it out after the first time. But it's a nice ride, but it's just Ashley doesn't like to do it at night.
I don't blame her. I mean, if you're not familiar with it, and everything else, it can be kind of crazy. And then also the construction they're doing up through there at nighttime, a lot of times you'll get hung up on 26 with them having it shut down for a while too.
Monday and picked up Sally and came back, and Ashley was coming back and she took a different road, and it was kind of like a back road. She was trying to get back to 26. But she took a road, and she thought it was heading toward, like, your place and Chad's and Patrick's over that way. But actually, the road was taking her toward Rutherfordton.
Oh, I figured the easiest way for y'all to get back from up there would be go down 25.
Just did not like the narrow road and the narrow shoulders, so she wanted to get back onto 26.
Yeah, that's understandable. So is she going to go pick her up tomorrow night?
Yeah, or it's only 5 minutes from the house, which is a lot nicer.
She gets back, make sure and tell her I say hey.
Well, I told her you said hey earlier when I talked to her. I brought her up to date, too, about what you called me about and so forth like that, so... Again, our condolences, and we'll keep you and the family in the prayers. KA3JCA.
But I'm going to step off here for a few minutes. I'll still be monitoring.
I'll be here. I kind of got it on the background. I took my medicine, and it's starting to. As soon as the net was over, I took it, and I'm starting to fade fast. So. But I'll be here for a little bit. I hope I can stay up for another half hour or so. KA3JCA clear within 4JBM.
JBM clear and standing by.